name, Setting Free Church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you didn't know, church, you've all been set free from something. Amen.
Hallelujah.
In fact, you can't come through the womb and be legal on this earth unless you need to be set free from something. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that such were some of you. And if you've been set free today from something, amen, I didn't say your work was done. I didn't say that he's, you know, the fish is cooked. But if God has set you free out of anything, I want you to give Jesus a hand like you're thankful. I want you to give him the glory that's been taken out of the church of Jesus Christ. We're thanking him for money. We're thanking him for how to be successful. But how many of you know he took the bonds of sin? Hallelujah. He took the penalty. Hallelujah. I was just talking to my brother over here. And I'm going to tell you something. It's foundational. And it's very monumental to be able to go back and find churches that place the essence of the faith as the foundation. I'm going to tell you something. There was a season of my life, just to give you a brief testimony, and I'm going to have my wife come up and bless you. There was a time in my life, I always, you know, I loved the Lord for years and even preached the gospel. You know, I've always had a thing for prison and outreach. And I'm so glad to be able to link up with y'all, this platoon in Columbus, Ohio, amen, because we're going to do work together, the Lord willing, amen. But you know, amen, but you know what? I found myself looking to the latest fads, as Pastor was saying. You know, seeker-sensitive ways to get people to, maybe we can sneak you in this gospel. Amen. How many know you can't sneak nobody in the kingdom of God? You don't get snuck into Jesus Christ. Amen. You got to first know that you're a sinner. You have to first know that your best attempt is not good enough, and somebody has to tell you. Somebody say, preachers, tell the truth. Hallelujah.
Preachers, tell the truth.
And when you place faith in that essence, in that simple message, God promises something's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you something. My life really went down in a shambles several years back. We lost everything. And I became homeless. But not just me. I had a wife and a child. And I'm going to tell you something. At that point in time, the message of the cross, and I get choked up talking about it because I thank God for saving me. Amen. But the message of the cross began to come into my ears. And then it came down into my soul. And at the very point of my life where I was going through the most catastrophe, at the very point in time when the religious leaders of my little clique were saying, oh, he's under judgment, oh, he's under this and he's under that, let me tell you something, I had the most peace that I've ever had in my life. I even, amen, give God a hand. And I thank the Lord. I knew it could have got worse, but I said, you know, first of all, I got a job. So I ain't got to be homeless. So things just happened where I couldn't shake it. But even if I was, I kept saying with tears in my eyes, even if I was, if I lived in a car, let me tell you something, it's going to be the booming place of revival. Amen. God don't leave too many of us in cars. Amen. But let me tell you something, if he did, Satan, you're going to have trouble in that car. Why? Because I done got a hold of something. Amen. That flesh and blood can't rebuild this thing. I done got a hold of something. That money and silver and gold ain't going to take me there. But I got a hold that my sins was washed. Hallelujah. That the only thing that matters is that hell was escaped. Hallelujah. That this work in progress, God erased the debt. And I'm so thankful. Give Jesus a hand. Hallelujah. We got to get thankful that the sin debt's been paid. Hallelujah. And not only past, but that which you're going through. And God's got a message today for us. Even those things we're still going through, church, there's a way out. Amen. There's a way out, and it's through the same cross that got you in. As you receive Christ, so walk ye in him. Hallelujah. And you know what, set free church, I kept hearing in my spirit to tell you guys, first of all, I'm thankful to be here. Hallelujah. I love your pastor, his son, beautiful people. I wish I could spend more time, but I know the Lord's going to bring, I think next year is our year. Hallelujah. But I'm so thankful for a church that prioritizes the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because you know what? There's churches that people can go to and get a light show. There's churches that they can go to and find a nursery with clowns and puppets. And nothing's wrong because we may have that one day. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you come into this church, hallelujah, you're going to get Jesus Christ and you're going to get him crucified. Let me tell you, what sets us apart is the message. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I hate to look at it like a franchise, but in some ways it is. Hallelujah. What sets one business apart from the other? Well, what sets one church apart from the other? Don't look to the steeple, amen? Don't look to how padded your pews are. Don't look to how big we can get an offshoot ministry. But the difference is the message, hallelujah? When you walk in here, you're not going to get some old mamby-pamby, half-baked, half-cut, off-the-internet message, hallelujah? You're going to get what Jesus Christ did, and it's going to be held up as the only way, hallelujah? Somebody can get set free in here, amen. Somebody can find the true answer in here.
Hallelujah.
And let me tell you something, when I was at my worst point, it was the most vulnerable time, and we forget that at times. You know, they say a woman is closest to death when she's in that excruciating time of birth. Well, how many of you know, when you're going through a disaster, when you're losing your home, when you're losing your children, when you're looking for someone to come back off the streets, you don't deserve to flip on a channel and hear some stuff about plant $1,000 seed for your kids to come back. You don't deserve to hear some message that if I just chant a Jabez prayer 100 times, something magically is going to happen. You don't deserve, and let me tell you, you're vulnerable. And the devil knows that. And he's got every type of decoy set up. But let me tell you, there's a lighthouse in Urban Crest, Ohio, hallelujah, called Set Free Church, hallelujah, where you can get the truth, amen. Come on, those that are vulnerable. Come on, those that are struggling, amen. You will hear the truth of God's word, hallelujah. My name's Brother Mahari Warfield. And my wife is Monique Warfield. And she sings, and we're going to have her come up. And we pray that little Elijah will cooperate. Hallelujah.
Amen.